Welcome, welcome, welcome. The best time of the year. It's SEC Power Rankings time, baby. Cheers to Cousin Shane for putting in all the hard work today. I think he did about five podcasts, feels like. And now it's my time to take over. How about LSU? What a win. What a win. Immediate reactions. SEC Power Rankings, week two. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. I quite literally never know. This could be mute for all I know. But all right, hey, let's get into it. And then we'll break it down. So if you're new to the Power Rankings, there's literally only one metric. Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I taking to win the game? And this is 2025, right? So this ain't 2024. I don't care what you did last year. All I care about is what you did this year. And some of these teams, not too impressed with. Let's start with old Kentucky. Old Kentucky. I feel bad for Kentucky. You know what? I mean, not really, but I kind of do. 24-16 beat Toledo. Toledo sucks ass. They were just all, they were worse. They were worse than I anticipated. Zach Calzada. Someone asked, what if he's a star? I don't think we're going to be getting asked that anymore. He's not a star. They beat him, but literally nothing I saw from Kentucky today showed me that they could beat any other team in this conference. They had a home win over a MAC team. Congratulations. It's one of the two or three wins you're going to get this year. You're number 16. Next, not wasting time on them. Number 15, Alabama. Come on down. Oh, man, the ass kicking in old Tallahassee. I've given up on DeBoer. There's nothing worth watching about Alabama anymore. They get out physical. They get out man. They were favored by two touchdowns, and they didn't belong on the same field as Florida State. I mean, when Gus Malzahn is trolling your ass after a game, you should be fired. That's how rare that is for Gus Malzahn to get in a last laugh. Gus is at Waffle House right now laughing at Kalen DeBoering and what a joke of a program he has turned into, literally the greatest dynasty in college football history. In less than 2 years' time, he's running into the damn ground. Alabama lost four games last year. They'll be lucky to only lose four this year based on what I saw today. So outclassed, outmanned, Bama. One of the worst teams in the SEC based on this short season. You should be ashamed of yourself. Again, Florida State only won two games last year. This is not a good team. And they dominated your ass. So, Bama, you're dead to me. South Carolina, I'm not really ranking you here. I'm putting you TBD. I don't know where else to put you. I could put you a lot higher. But if you take care of business against Virginia Tech, you're skyrocketing up this list. But I just... Again, this is 2025. I've not seen you play in 2025. No one has. So you're TBD. Next, Vanderbilt. Yeah, took care of business. That's another thing. I'm not giving any of these teams credit for Charleston Southern. 45-3. Okay, that's fantastic. We'll find out more about Vanderbilt in the weeks to come. I'm not giving you credit for that. I mean, come on. That's what you're supposed to do. Vanderbilt, you're supposed to be better. You are better now. You whooped Charleston Southern's ass. All right, next. Same deal. Arkansas, same with all these teams. Arkansas, six touchdowns, Taylen Green. That's awesome. Your defense gave up a touchdown right away. Then they kind of fell into gear. But you're playing Alabama A&M. I'm not impressed. Good win. That's what you should have done. Same thing, Oklahoma. Already seeing the Sooner fans mad, but you beat Illinois State 35-3. I'm not docking you, but I'm not giving you any points either because it's freaking Illinois State. You probably should have scored 50, but I think they were keeping it vanilla for Michigan State. So we'll learn a lot more about Oklahoma next week. Missouri, same deal. Beat the shit out of Purple Bears 61-6, I think it was, but who cares? No one cares. No one cares what you did. Bo, you did look good, though, so I'll give you that. But, again, the competition was lacking, so you're number 10. Number 9, again, all these teams are the same. They just did the same old, same old. Florida, you beat Long Island 55-0. Big whoop. I'm glad you got in there. You're not really – I mean, they looked impressive, but who the hell cares? Let's see next week against South Florida. That's where we'll really put you to the test. Number 8. Speeding through this because, again, those teams didn't do shit. Mississippi State, one of the few that went on the road and won week one. And, yes, it was against Southern Miss. You were a big favorite, and you took care of business. And maybe this is the start of something for Mississippi State. But I liked what I saw. They were dominant on the ground. Quarterback looked pretty good. I mean, Mississippi State took care of business when some people – had them on upset alert against Southern Miss. So Mississippi State, congratulations. This is probably the only week you'll be in the top 8 in the power rankings this year, but I don't know. We've just seen one game, so I'm going to give you credit where credit's due. You didn't face Central Arkansas or Long Island or Illinois State. You faced an actual credible program, and you whooped them. So you're number 8. Number 7, Texas. Mighty Texas. Not mighty anymore. I'm going to stop saying that. Fighting arches. How about that Arch Manning? Is he still the Heisman favorite? He sure as hell isn't, is he? He's skyrocketing down the list here. So, Texas, your defense looked good as hell. I'll give you that. Your offense looked shitty as hell. So, you got to get that turnaround. I'm sure you will. The next 3 weeks, bunch of cream puffs. You'll beat the hell out of them. But until then, you know, I got nothing for you. The defense looked good, but the offense looked like a damn train wreck. Can Sark win a big game? I don't know. I'm not so sure. So until I know for sure, Texas, you're at number 7. A&M 6, a little bit of a struggle bus against old UTSA early. Ended up whipping them in the second half, 42-24. That's what you should have done. The whole game was to take care of business, but UTSA had the ball opportunity to take the lead in the second half. You did pull away. You did what you were supposed to. Just took you a little bit longer than it should have. A&M defense, I'm still a little bit worried about. I think the offense is coming along. Casey Concepcion, he looks like $1 million. Got to get that ground game going as we move forward. We get ready for Notre Dame. Texas A&M looked decent. Not overly impressed by what you did. But again, you beat a team with a pulse. So I'm giving you credit for it at number 6. You're not like Texas, who just shit the bed. Number 5, Ole Miss beat Georgia State 63-7. They started slow themselves, and then they were dominant in the second half, completely shut Georgia State down. So they had some early turnovers. Otherwise, this score would have been even worse. Ole Miss, again, this opponent's not great, but it's better than Illinois State and all these loser teams. So I liked what I saw from Ole Miss. I thought they came out, played better than I thought they would, particularly on defense. So, Ole Miss, you're number 5. Tennessee, number 4. Now we're getting into the cream of the SEC. Whoop Syracuse ass. The game was never in doubt. Joey Aguilar looks like a Heisman contender to me. Defense pretty good. Receiver stepped up. Running game's dominant as per usual. Tennessee, I think Tennessee is one of the teams that impressed me the most. Week one in the SEC, neutral field, beating an ACC team, really beating the brakes off of them, more or less. I like Tennessee at number 4. I think that's fair. But I do think there's a separation between the top 3 right now. I got Georgia. Number 3, you could put Georgia higher. That'd be fine, but they completely destroyed Marshall 45-7, and they really took their foot off the gas last quarter. It was 38-0, I think it was. So Georgia's probably better than number 3, but the teams at the top of the list, I'm very impressed with. Zachariah Branch looks like $1 million. Gunnar Stockton, a little bit more comfortable. He started a little slow, but he really adds a new dimension to the Georgia offense, I thought, with him running out of the quarterback position. So Georgia, they look damn good. Number 2, Auburn, went on the road, proved me wrong, made me look like a giant loser that I am. Shout out to Hugh Freeze and Jackson Arnold, the Fig Newton, I guess we're calling him now. But that was, until the game that just ended, that was the most impressive win the SEC had this weekend. Going on the road, beating Baylor in a 50-50 game, beating them by two touchdowns. So, Auburn, you surprised the hell out of me. You surprised the hell out of me if you could keep it going. Defense, I was a little uninspired by the defensive performance, but the offense, aside from Jackson Arnold throwing the ball, and why would you throw the ball if you don't have to? If you could just run all over everybody. That's what he did. Shout out Auburn. You're the number two team in the SEC as of 2025. And then number one, without a doubt, LSU, they even robbed your ass of a touchdown. The scoreboard is going to say you beat Clemson on the road by 7. You beat them by 14. They robbed you of a touchdown. You scored it. They reviewed it. And then they said, hey, not only did he not score, he didn't even catch a damn ball, which was complete bogus. LSU right now went on the road, beat a top 10 team. That is not only the most impressive win in the SEC, I think it's the most impressive win in the country. That includes Ohio State beating overrated Texas on their home field. I think it's much more impressive for LSU to go on the road and beat Clemson, which I was told has got like 9 first-round picks. They don't, but I was told that. So, yeah, I think LSU is the best team in the SEC, just based off what we've seen so far. Shout out Rusty. MSU wins to be the second best in their state. That's right. Mike, one reason State would beat Mizzou. You trolling. They looked good, man. They can run the ball. And I don't think Missouri would be able to block them. How about that? Missouri offensive line's questionable. Missouri doesn't have a kicker anymore. We have not seen Bo against a qualified opponent yet. So, I don't know. I mean, Missouri's got to do something here. They got to worry about beating Kansas. I don't know if you watch Kansas yet, but they look pretty damn good. They look pretty good. Shout out Rusty. Southern Miss and MSU, the fight for second place. I mean, pretty much. Shout out Gunner. Gunner's back. I think Gunner's been here all day. He's celebrating. He's drunk. LSU just beat Clemson, just beat the shit out of them on their own field. They tried to steal a touchdown. Well, they did steal a touchdown from you. Shout out Gunner. I can't see who you gifted to. That was a while ago. Shane said he would help with the comments. He is not helping at all. Shout out Shane for all the hard work he did today. Bayou Banana should have been 24-10. Agree. LSU has a defense now. Go Tigers. Yeah, how about that? And Garrett Nussmeier looked a little shaky. I don't know about shaky, but it just took him a while. And that's going to happen. You're on the road. You're week one. New receivers. New offensive line. By the second half, they were just dicing Clemson's ass all up and down the field. And now that they have a defense, defense won them that damn football game. Defense held strong, limited Clemson. Again, I was told Clemson's got a first-round quarterback, multiple receivers that are going to be first-round. They may, but LSU embarrassed them on their own field. Shout out LSU. Shout out Bayou Banana. Shout out Cousin Rick. I'm going to play your jingle. You've earned it, Rick. Rick's 1-0. I know he's feeling good, unlike them Longhorns.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Giggum Aggies.
Appreciate you, Rick. Love the show. Go Marcel Reed. Write it down. Still beat the hell out of Notre Dame. Appreciate you, Rick. Where all them Longhorns at? Man, they talked a big game, and now they've disappeared completely. It's interesting. It's interesting how that works, isn't it? Let's see if there's any in the comments here. Austin Simmons, 341 yards. That's good. And multiple interceptions. Not so good. Give me a shootout. Shout out, Dad's CFB burner. You got your shout out. Okay, I'm sorry, Ingrid. Ingrid's here. Ingrid's a true Longhorn. And, hey, Texas is going to bounce back. They're going to bounce back. Next couple weeks, they're going to beat the hell out of these piss-poor teams they're facing. They're not going to move up the power rankings too much. We're going to have to wait to see what you got against. I think Florida-Texas. That's a game that I've been talking up for a while. I think Cousin Shane's going to start to come around to it once he sees Florida start winning. Florida at LSU. there, that's a hell of a game too. yeah. Oh, wait, I'm gonna throw it up here on the screen here. The power rankings. Man, people are pissed. People are pissed. But I mean, it is what it is, right? We've only had one game for each of these teams, and a lot of them are cupcakes. So here's the list. Again, I'll go through it again. LSU 1, Auburn 2, Georgia 3, Tennessee 4, Ole Miss 5, A&M 6, Texas 7, Mississippi State 8, Florida 9, Mizzou 10, 11 Oklahoma, 12 Arkansas, 13 Vanderbilt, TBD, South Carolina, 15 Bama. I considered Bama 16th, but Kentucky's just so bad. I couldn't put Bama above Kentucky. I still couldn't do it. yeah, I may throw up here. Depends on how much I drink, but I'm in a good mood right here. Aside from Bama, which just embarrassed the shit out of me, the rest of them, pretty good. Pretty good weekend. Even Texas is going to be fine. Texas is going to be just fine. The rest of them, Bama's not going to be fine. They're done. They're dead to me. Talk Nico now. I don't got anything for you. I don't pay attention to him. He's not in the SEC. So wait, you're saying Auburn will beat Georgia on a neutral field tomorrow? Yeah. Based on what I've seen, they can slow his ass down. Have you seen Jackson Arnold? The last couple games I've watched him, he's run all over Bama's ass. He's run all over mighty Baylor. Mm-hmm. What has Georgia done? I've seen Georgia get embarrassed by Notre Dame, and then I've watched them beat shitty Marshall. So, yeah, Georgia's got to do a little bit more to impress me. They haven't gone on the road, have they, and won a game? When's the last time they've done that? Not this year. Hadn't happened. And we've only got one game to go off of. So these will all change. These will change a lot the next couple weeks. Half these teams, I don't know how to rank them. How could you? How could you rank Oklahoma right now or Florida or Missouri? You're lying if you think you could. You can't. They can't be ranked. Shout out T-Riz or T-Rise, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. We got some more donations here. DeBoer's agent, hell yeah, is Washington hiring, asking for a client. What a name there. DeBoer's agent. DeBoer's got a $70 million buyout. So the question is not are they willing to pay it, which they are. The question is what dirt can we dig up on this DeBoering to get his ass out of here? That's going to be interesting to see. Is there some kind of scandal? Alabama may start throwing secretaries at this guy. They've done that before. It's helped him get rid of a coach. We got to figure out something to get DeBoering out of here. Maybe he's just too DeBoering, you know? I don't know if there's a clause in his contract where you have to be somewhat entertaining. I don't think there is, but there might. I don't know. Nico's still doing Nico things. That's good to hear. He's dead to me, too. He don't play in the SEC. LSU and Georgia and Atlanta this year, LSU has the D. But does Georgia have the O? I don't know. That'd be a hell of a game, though, based on my power rankings. That'd be number one versus number three. I'm down for that. Don't overlook Auburn, though. And old Fig Newton. Fig Newton will get you. He'll get your ass. Any other questions here? Man, this burner guy is about to get blocked. he's getting crazy with it. Anybody else besides CFB Burner Dad, who's UJ winning the SEC this year? Very well could. Texas looks down. Bama sure as hell looks down. Bama's lucky to have a winning record in the conference. They're going to suck. Auburn, Missouri. How about that SEC champion? I'd sign up for that. Jackson Arnold versus Missouri. What could go wrong? what's the floor for Bama? The floor, again, I'm in the process. I'll update these as soon as I get off of here, but have not updated this, so we're already 0-1 with one of the worst losses in the country. The floor, I mean, Georgia's going to whoop your ass. At Missouri, I would lean Missouri. Tennessee, based on what I just saw, they'll beat you. South Carolina, TBD. But I'll give that to South Carolina because it's at home. Auburn and Fig Newton's going to whoop your ass. Oklahoma, a little TBD. I'll switch LSU, Oklahoma, I'll give you one. So where are we at? We're probably at 6-6, 7-5. That's what I'm thinking for Bama now. What happened to the Bama O-line? I don't think they ever had one. I don't know why people were touting this up as a good offensive line. That left tackle they have, I don't like to call out the players by name, but, I mean, he was a five-star, right? So he's God's gift to football. And then even these people that seemingly know what they're talking about have been talking about how great he is. He has never been good. This is his third year in college. He's never once been good. So I don't know why he was going to be good this year. The center, I think, is decent. They had an outstanding guard, and then he went to the NFL. I don't know. I don't know why people thought Bama was going to have an elite offensive line. I really don't. Okay. Bro looked like Shane versus Cracker Barrel in an Alabama game. I don't know if I get it, but I do appreciate you. Here's a thought. Rusty Milroe bailed them out more than they know. That could be true. And the funny thing is they tried to blame his ass for all the failings last year. And not to say he was good, but certainly against like Oklahoma, he was awful, but he won them the Georgia game. And he wasn't good against Tennessee either, now that I think of it, but hell, they look like they desperately could use him, don't they? I mean, they look like dog shit today. Shout out Rick. Yes, Rick, you're going to get your jingle again. We don't deserve you, Rick, just so you know.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. My Aggies played UTSA, whose coaches' kids, all three, went to A&M. Get respect. But props for my Aggies, but no props for my Aggies yet. Yeah, I mean, Jeff Traylor's a hell of a coach. Maybe that's why the game was fairly close. I was just a little concerned watching A&M. I mean, they pulled away in the second half. I don't think it should have been that close, but maybe UTSA, maybe they're very underrated. Maybe. It's just week one. You win, could be a lot worse. You could be sitting there like Alabama and just awful. Chase Burrow, appreciate you. Joey looked more comfortable today than Nico did all last year. Love the three-headed monster at running back as well. Go Big Orange. Hell yeah. I agree. And I would say Joey Aguilar, you know, he was a little inaccurate for my liking, but imagine sitting here and saying, the quarterback missed on quite a few throws and you still whooped a team that won 10 games last year out of the ACC, not a FCS or anything like that. So, you know, if we can get him a little bit more accurate, there's no reason that Tennessee can't repeat and go to the college football playoff. I mean, Bama's not beating them. Not anymore. I don't think so. Not the Bama I saw today. Georgia's going to be a hell of a game. Oklahoma's probably going to be a hell of a game. I really do think Florida's good. Those will be your three toughest. Hell, you're going to smoke Bama's ass. And that's the game I predict. If Tennessee goes to Bama and beats Kalen DeBoer, Alabama will fire DeBoer after that Tennessee game. I've heard that before from people down there. The people that really matter in Tuscaloosa, they hate Tennessee. And they have the money to buy his ass out. They hate him already. I heard they hated him last year. And this was before they started losing a bunch of games. So if Alabama loses to Tennessee at home, that may be one of the last games of the DeBoer era. I really do think. You heard it here first. Shout out Cameron. Chapin went 24-34, 240 yards, clean. The penalties up would be better. Two touchdowns called back. I'm glad you said that because he was my prize pick selection, and I had – it was a 1.5 touchdown, more or less. I said more. He finished with one, but he had multiple called back. So, yeah, I mean, I thought he looked like $1 million. And again, is Southern Miss that good? Probably not. But Mississippi State went on the road, and they proved something. And they dominated the second half. Mike, Bama losing to Mizzou? I think so now, based on what we saw. Beaver, did I curse Bama? I sure as hell did. I may just keep doing it. I may just lock him every week. See how many losses I can get for old DeBoring. Because he's embarrassed me. He has embarrassed me. Please stream the South Carolina game tomorrow. I was thinking about it. I think that could be fun. Go watch the Heisman beat the shit out of Virginia Tech. I don't think Clemson was overrated. Overrated. They look like a solid team. I think LSU was just that much better. That was my takeaway. I think both those defenses were solid. John Mateer Venmo'd like a champion this weekend. Yes, he did. It's nice seeing Bama struggle. It is kind of, isn't it? I was thinking about that today. Those fans, they didn't know how good they had it. They wanted to bitch and moan every time they went 11-1, while the rest of us would have given our left arm for that. Now they're right back to where we were the last 20 years. I think Alabama's in for a decade of struggle. And keep in mind, they have one of the best rosters in the country right now. The absolute best. You think players are going to keep signing up to go play for this shit show of a coach? They are not. So it's only going to get worse for Alabama if they don't clean up their act. Now, maybe Florida State's like amazing. I sure as hell don't think they are. But how you let that little tiny quarterback talk shit on you all off season, and then that's the response you have? How are you going to look against Gunnar Stockton, who's not going to talk any shit? How are you going to look against Joey Aguilar, who, again, he's not going to talk any shit? Rusty, shout out. In your honest opinion, who should Bama call? I've already made this statement. Lane Kiffin. Call his ass. He'd take it in a heartbeat. He would fucking crawl to Tuscaloosa. He wants that job. So, yeah, it should be Lane Kiffin, I think. I think it's the best Bama could do. Thanks for cursing Bama. You got it. I'm going to keep doing it. Mike's a drunkard. I think that's what you tried to say. You butchered that horribly, but still, both things can be true. Bama cost me $120. You and me both, brother. You and me both. I wouldn't bet on Bama winning another game this year. Not a big one. Oh, dad's burner. That's mean. It was funny, but that's the first funny one you had all night. I'm not going to put it on the screen, though. Alabama would never ask Kiffin. Well, they asked DeBoer, how's that working out? So it's not the coach you want sometimes, you know? Tennessee didn't want Josh Heupel. They'll tell you different, but he was about option 5. And how's that working out? He's kicking ass down there. So, I don't know. Sometimes you got to go down your list. The perfect hire oftentimes isn't. Kirby would never leave Georgia for Bama. Yeah, of course not. Who said that? Whoever said that's an idiot. Kirby's not going to Bama. Unless Georgia fires him, then maybe he'd do it. And why in the hell would Georgia ever fire Kirby? They ain't going to fire him. What else we got? My wife had option 5 and it's working out great. Damn it, you're starting to win me over, Dad. I hope that's my real dad. I'd like to meet that guy one day. Anything else? This whiskey's kicking in. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Mark Stoops to Bama. He'd take it. They would not take him, unfortunately. The fans would riot. I'd rather have DeBoring than I would old Stoops. Dabo? Maybe. Once Clemson falls apart this year, I could see that. Because this could be his final shot. I wouldn't hire Dabo, though. He seems like an idiot. Didn't he say he was going to quit when players started getting paid? I'm waiting for that to happen. Oh, shout out Rick. Just gave us $20. My daughter was at the A&M game. My son-in-law produced the last game day with Lee Corso's retirement. Life is good. Wow. That's incredible. Your son-in-law's sounds like he's doing life right, as is your daughter. Who married that man? He's way cooler than us. I hope he doesn't have a show. We'll lose you, Cousin Rick. Hypo to Bama? I don't think so. That would be the ultimate Vol move, though. Finally land a coach, and he leaves for Bama. Mike Norvell to Bama. He is their daddy. That'd be funny. He turned it down, apparently. He turned it down. Mm-mm-mm. Would Bob Stoops take the job? No, I don't think he would. I mean, if they offered it, maybe he would. Yeah, I did. I heard a lot of Shane. He was talking shit on me. He was talking shit on his family. Shane gets kind of unhinged, doesn't he? I thought it was funny, though. I was laughing. We were texting about it. Yeah, that's true. You're not supposed to tell Rick that, though, when he's complimenting his son-in-law. Why Florida at 9? Well, because they played freaking Long Island. Who the hell is Long Island? You can't move up the list playing Long Island. You'll move up the list by beating the shit out of South Florida next week, if you can do it. Giving the Sellers the Heisman? Nope. They were giving it to Arch, and we saw what happened, right? Sellers is certainly more accomplished than Arch, but no, you got to earn it. You got to earn it. John Gruden to Bama, that's what I want to see. Because it would be spectacular, because he'd fail, but it'd be interesting, right? That's kind of what I'm rooting for. John Gruden's, wherever he goes, is probably not going to work. It'll be similar, but probably less successful than Bill Belichick at North Carolina, if I had to guess. Coach O to Bama. Love it. Malzahn? No. Won't be Malzahn. Breaking news, Urban Meyer to Bama. They'd hire it, probably. He's a scumbag, too, though. I don't think Nick Saban would allow it. I don't know if he's got a say in it, but I don't think he'd drink to Bama. I don't know if he's earned that job just yet. Do they call Shane unhinged when he walks in at Cracker Barrel? That's a good one. Early Kentucky Ole Miss line prediction. I'd say Ole Miss favored by 13.5. That'd be my guess right now. Maybe even more. But conference game. Mike Boba to Bama. There's one. Sark is the most reasonable to Bama. I wouldn't hire him if I'm Alabama. I'm one of the few. I wouldn't say I'm out on Sark, but he's got all the resources in the world. They got all the money in the world. He's done a good job. He's done a hell of a lot better job than I thought he'd do. But can he get them over the top? I don't know. I don't know. As time goes by, it seems like he's not. I don't know how big of a... I don't know if he's an elite big game coach. I really don't think he is. He's not proven it. Dylan, how does anyone not fail coming in after Saban? Yeah. Well, that's why DeBoer is about to get $70 million to go back to the West Coast or whatever. Because he's going to fail. Jimbo to Bama? Mm-mm. Dan Lanning, perhaps. That would make some sense. But again, what has he done? I don't know. I don't watch a lot of Oregon. I know people respect him. He's another one. They got all that Nike money. He did a good job at Georgia, for sure. But, Mike calling Hugh Freeze to Bama. Scott says, Mike, the whole show's about Bama. Well, I don't know if you saw Scott, but they just embarrassed themselves, shit the bed on national television. Kind of got to talk about that. That's kind of what we do here. The SEC team shits the bed, 15th in the SEC according to the power rankings. We're probably going to hit on them, especially after I predict them to win the damn conference, win the national championship. I gotta talk about them. Blake. I don't get these sensitive ass Texas fans. I mean, they talk a big game and then they just bitch and moan, talk about all their, they're the next Bama. Maybe you don't want to be the next Bama. Maybe they are the next Bama. Oh shit, I just figured it out. Because Bama shit the bed, Texas shit the bed. They are the next Bama. Congrats, Dave. I'm sorry I doubted you. I'd like to be better than that, but I don't think they would. They are the next Bama. Cousin Shane to Bama. Texas fans are soft. No doubt. The softest. I don't get it. You think with all that money and all that not winning that they... That's true. Remember last year, this was all about the meltdown Florida had against Miami. What a shit show that was. But Florida's back now. Florida's one of the best. Hell, they might be the best team in the conference. So they stayed the course. Maybe that's what Bama should do. Give Kalen DeBoer an extension. And at this time next year, we'll be talking about Alabama being one of the better teams, perhaps. Here's what DeBoer's got to do. I was thinking about this. If he throws out the freshman, Keelan Russell, and he looks like $1 million, that's how he'll win the fans back, because they won't want to lose that quarterback. That may be the last opportunity he's got to win these fans over. Keelan Russell's got to beat Georgia. I mean, what a task. Or maybe when do you put him in? I mean, right now, ULM, Wisconsin, these are winnable games. You get them, and then you get them an extra bye week for Georgia. That makes sense. But busting them out for Georgia makes no sense. So I think it's got to be before, or it's got to be right after. I think what they'll do is they'll rebound. They'll stick with Ty. They'll beat ULM. They'll beat Wisconsin. They'll feel good. And then they'll get hammered by Georgia. And then they'll make the quarterback change. And if they can go on a run with Keelan Russell and finish like 8-4, 9-3, they'll probably bring back DeBoering and say, well, we got a quarterback now. They'll just blame it on Ty like they blamed it on Jalen. That's what I think. Shout out, Chase. Do you feel any better about Tennessee's chances for an upset against Georgia in Neyland? Well, I was at about 0%, and now I'm up to 10%. Tennessee had a lot of injuries today. David Sanders, well, I didn't know what was up with that. He didn't play. But, yeah, so, I mean, I guess the odds went up. Joey Aguilar impressed the shit out of me, and he didn't even play that great of a game. But the offense looked good. I think they looked better than they looked the last probably 2 years with Nico and Joe Milton. So, and keep in mind, they just had a couple months to work with Joey Aguilar. So, yeah. I mean, I like them better, but to beat Georgia seems unlikely. All right, anything else here? We got 39 minutes. What's your thoughts? I just saw. What's your thoughts on Mateer? Decent. I mean, again, it's hard to evaluate anything. They started slow. But if you missed it, I was on with the live with Shane. I think Oklahoma was going to keep it very, very, very vanilla, because you just don't want to tip your hand for Michigan. Don't tell them anything. We'll learn a hell of a lot more about John Mateer and Oklahoma's offense next week. I think we're going to see a lot of things we didn't see against old Illinois State. That's where I'm at. But, I mean, there's nothing I saw today that said, oh, he can't play. I liked his running ability. He's solid. But we'll find out more about him next week. College game day. Anybody that missed it, I'm sure Oklahoma fans, you all saw it. Headed to Norman for Michigan, Oklahoma. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. Can't wait for that. J-Bro, $20. Blarf. There you go. I wonder if that was meant to be typed or was that something else? I don't know. Bill Belichick to Bama. He's too old. He's too damn old. Arch Manning to Bama. You prefer Simmons or Arch? Probably Simmons. I mean, just based on this season, right? What we've seen. But I certainly Texas or Ohio State defense is a shit ton better than Georgia State. So it's kind of, that's hard to say. But I must say, because you're asking the question, give me Simmons. Because I've been hard on your old Mace. Ole Miss look good. They look damn good. Texas got to bounce back in the worst way. Auburn doesn't beat Georgia. I mean, that's not saying much, is it? Haven't they lost like 7-8 in a row to Georgia? Very few people beat Georgia. I mean, that is not a bold statement by any means. Florida State makes the playoff. Maybe they do. And maybe I'm just overreacting to them hammering Alabama's ass. But I don't think so. They didn't look like a playoff team to me. It just looked like a little short guy they couldn't stop. Brian Kelly to Bama. No. Ain't happening. I'm not going to Bama either. I am not going to Bama. Yeah, apparently the Discord's popping. Go check that out as well. Shout out, Cousin Benjamin. Appreciate you. Anything else here? Let's see. We're past midnight on the East Coast. I got some work to do. South Carolina, the last team to beat Georgia at home. That's correct. 2019, I think. Will Muschamp, double overtime, I think it was. It's a hell of a game. Appreciate you, T-Rise. You guys are overreacting to Texas and Bama losses. Well, maybe, but that's what we do. We watch the games, we react. You just want us to sit here and twiddle our thumbs and be like, they'll get them next time. Nope. There's a different channel for that. I think it's called SEC Network. So, yeah, that's all I got. Appreciate you, Vols, GBO. Tennessee's back. No show. Whoa. I don't know where you got that idea, Mace. We'll be back. We may stream the South Carolina game. We may just do it. But we'll definitely do, we always do Sunday night recap shows. So if not, during the South Carolina, we'll be back for sure. Same time as always, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, to recap all this awesomeness with Cousin Shane. Until then, appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you enjoyed Saturday. What a damn Saturday it was. You know what? I mean, there was highs, there was lows. People are upset. You can just tell by looking at the comments. But we appreciate all the support. We appreciate all your views. Appreciate the likes, share, all that jazz. Until the next time, we'll catch you. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.